This is the reading for June 4th. Job chapter 5. Call if you want to, Job, but no one will answer you. You can't turn to any of the holy ones. Anger kills the fool, and jealousy slays the stupid. I have seen a fool succeed, but I cursed his home immediately. His children are far from safety and are crushed in court with no defense. The hungry eat his harvest, even taking what grew among the thorns, and thirsty people want his wealth. Hard times do not come up from the ground, and trouble does not grow from the earth. People produce trouble as surely as sparks fly upward. But if I were you, I would call on God and bring my problem before Him. God does wonders that cannot be understood. He does so many miracles they cannot be counted. He gives rain to the earth and sends water on the fields. He makes the humble person important and lifts the sad to places of safety. He ruins the plans of those who trick others so they have no success. He catches the wise in their own clever traps and sweeps away the plans of those who try to trick others. Darkness covers them up in the daytime. Even at noon, they feel around in the dark. God saves the needy from their lies and from the harm done by powerful people. So the poor have hope, while those who are unfair are silenced. The one whom God corrects is happy. So do not hate being corrected by the Almighty. God hurts, but He also bandages up. He injures, but His hands also heal. He will save you from six troubles. Even seven troubles will not harm you. God will buy you back from death in times of hunger, and in battle He will save you from the sword. You will be protected from the tongue that strikes like a whip, and you will not be afraid when destruction comes. You will laugh at destruction and hunger, and you will not fear the wild animals, because you will have an agreement with the stones in the field, and the wild animals will be at peace with you. You will know that your tent is safe, because you will check the things you own and find nothing missing. You will know that you will have many children, and your descendants will be like the grass on the earth. You will come to the grave with all your strength, like bundles of grain gathered at the right time. We have checked this, and it is true, so hear it and decide what it means to you. 1 Kings chapter 15. Abijah became king of Judah during the 18th year Jeroboam son of Nebat was king of Israel. Abijah ruled in Jerusalem for 3 years. His mother was Maachah, daughter of Abishalom. He did all the same sins his father before him had done. Abijah was not faithful to the Lord his God as David his great-grandfather had been. Because the Lord loved David, the Lord gave him a kingdom in Jerusalem and allowed him to have a son to be king after him. The Lord also kept Jerusalem safe. David always did what the Lord said was right and obeyed his commands all his life, except the one time when David sinned against Uriah the Hittite. There was war between Abijah and Jeroboam during Abijah's lifetime. Everything else Abijah did is written in the book of the history of the kings of Judah. During the time Abijah ruled, there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. Abijah died and was buried in Jerusalem, and his son Asa became king in his place. During the 20th year Jeroboam was king of Israel, Asa became king of Judah. His grandmother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom. Asa ruled in Jerusalem for 41 years. Asa did what the Lord said was right, as his ancestor David had done. He forced the male prostitutes at the worship places to leave the country. He also took away the idols that his ancestors had made. His grandmother Maachah had made a terrible Asherah idol, so Asa removed her from being queen mother. He cut down that idol and burned it in the Kidron Valley. The places of worship to gods were not removed. Even so, Asa was faithful to the Lord all his life. Asa brought into the temple of the Lord the gifts he and his father had given, gold, silver, and utensils. There was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all the time they were kings. Baasha attacked Judah, and he made the town of Ramah strong so he could keep people from leaving or entering Judah, Asa's country. Asa took the rest of the silver and gold from the treasuries of the temple of the Lord and his own palace and gave it to his officers. Then he sent them to Ben-Hadad, son of Tabrimon, who was the son of Hizion. Ben-Hadad was the king of Aram and ruled in the city of Damascus. Asa said, "Let there be a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. I am sending you a gift of silver and gold. break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so he will leave my land." Ben-Hadad agreed with King Asa, so he sent the commanders of his armies to attack the towns of Israel. They defeated the towns of Ijon, Dan, and Abel-Beth-Maacah, as well as all Galilee and the area of Naphtali. When Baasha heard about these attacks, he stopped building up Ramah and returned to Tirzah. Then King Asa gave an order to all the people of Judah. Everyone had to help. They carried away all the stones and wood Baasha had been using in Ramah, and they used them to build up Geba and Mizpah in the land of Benjamin. Everything else Asa did, his victories and the cities he built, is written in the book of the history of the kings of Judah. When he became old, he got a disease in his feet. After Asa died, he was buried with his ancestors in Jerusalem, the city of David, his ancestor. Then Jehoshaphat, Asa's son, became king in his place. Nadab, son of Jeroboam, became king of Israel during the second year Asa was king of Judah. Nadab was king of Israel for 2 years, and he did what the Lord said was wrong. Jeroboam had led the people of Israel to sin, and Nadab sinned in the same way as his father Jeroboam. Baasha, son of Ahijah, from the tribe of Issachar, made plans to kill Nadab. Nadab and all Israel were attacking the Philistine town of Gibbethon, so Baasha killed Nadab there. This happened during Asa's third year as king of Judah, and Baasha became the next king of Israel. As soon as Baasha became king, he killed all of Jeroboam's family, leaving no one in Jeroboam's family alive. He destroyed them all, as the Lord had said would happen through his servant Ahijah from Shiloh. King Jeroboam had sinned very much and had led the people of Israel to sin. So he made the Lord, the God of Israel, very angry. Everything else Nadab did is written in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. There was war between Asa, king of Judah, and Baasha, king of Israel, all the time they ruled. Baasha, son of Ahijah, became king of Israel during Asa's third year as king of Judah. Baasha ruled in Tirzah for 24 years, and he did what the Lord said was wrong. Jeroboam had led the people of Israel to sin, and Baasha sinned in the same way as Jeroboam. 1 Kings chapter 16. Jehu, son of Hanani, spoke the word of the Lord against King Baasha. The Lord said, "You were nothing, but I took you and made you a leader over my people Israel. But you have followed the ways of Jeroboam and have led my people Israel to sin. Their sins have made me angry. So, Baasha, I will soon destroy you and your family. I will do to you what I did to the family of Jeroboam, son of Nebat. Anyone from your family who dies in the city will be eaten by dogs, and anyone from your family who dies in the fields will be eaten by birds." Everything else Baasha did and all his victories are written down in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. So Baasha died and was buried in Tirzah, and his son Elah became king in his place. The Lord spoke his word against Baasha and his family through the prophet Jehu, son of Hanani. Baasha had done many things the Lord said were wrong, which made the Lord very angry. He did the same evil deeds that Jeroboam's family had done before him. The Lord also spoke against Baasha because he killed all of Jeroboam's family. Elah, son of Baasha, became king of Israel during Asa's 26th year as king of Judah, and Elah ruled in Tirzah for 2 years. Zimri, one of Elah's officers, commanded half of Elah's chariots. Zimri made plans against Elah while the king was in Tirzah getting drunk at Arza's home. Arza was in charge of the palace at Tirzah. Zimri went into Arza's house and killed Elah during Asa's 27th year as king of Judah. Then Zimri became king of Israel in Elah's place. As soon as Zimri became king, he killed all of Baasha's family, not allowing any of Baasha's family or friends to live. So Zimri destroyed all of Baasha's family, just as the Lord had said it would happen through the prophet Jehu. Baasha and his son Elah sinned and led the people of Israel to sin, and they made the Lord, the God of Israel, angry because of their worthless idols. Everything else Elah did is written in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. So during Asa's 27th year as king of Judah, Zimri became king of Israel and ruled in Tirzah 7 days. The army of Israel was camped near Gibbethon, a Philistine town. The men in the camp heard that Zimri had made secret plans against King Elah and had killed him. So that day in the camp they made Omri, the commander of the army, king over Israel. So Omri and all the Israelite army left Gibbethon and attacked Tirzah. When Zimri saw that the city had been captured, he went into the palace and set it on fire, burning the palace and himself with it. So Zimri died because he had sinned by doing what the Lord said was wrong. Jeroboam had led the people of Israel to sin, and Zimri sinned in the same way as Jeroboam. Everything else Zimri did and the story of how he turned against King Elah are written down in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. The people of Israel were divided into two groups. Half of the people wanted Tibni, son of Ginath, to be king, while the other half wanted Omri. Omri's followers were stronger than the followers of Tibni, son of Ginath, so Tibni died and Omri became king. Omri became king of Israel during the 31st year Asa was king of Judah. Omri ruled Israel for 12 years, 6 of those years in the city of Tirzah. He bought the hill of Samaria from Shemer for about 150 pounds of silver. Omri built a city on that hill and called it Samaria after the name of its earlier owner, Shemer. But Omri did what the Lord said was wrong. He did more evil than all the kings who came before him. Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had led the people of Israel to sin, and Omri sinned in the same way as Jeroboam. The Israelites made the Lord, the God of Israel, very angry because they worshipped worthless idols. Everything else Omri did and all his successes are written in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. So Omri died and was buried in Samaria, and his son Ahab became king in his place. Ahab, son of Omri, became king of Israel during Asa's 38th year as king of Judah, and Ahab ruled Israel in the city of Samaria for 22 years. More than any king before him, Ahab, son of Omri, did many things the Lord said were wrong. He sinned in the same ways as Jeroboam, son of Nebat, but he did even worse things. He married Jezebel, daughter of Ethbaal, the king of Sidon. Then Ahab began to serve Baal and worship him. He built a temple in Samaria for worshiping Baal and put an altar there for Baal. Ahab also made an idol for worshiping Asherah. He did more things to make the Lord, the God of Israel, angry than all the other kings before him. During the time of Ahab, Hiel from Bethel rebuilt the city of Jericho. It cost Hiel the life of Abiram, his oldest son, to begin work on the city, and it cost the life of Segub, his youngest son, to build the city gates. This happened just as the Lord, speaking through Joshua, son of Nun, said it would happen.
Chapter 14.
Don't be troubled. Believe in God and believe in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not true, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Then I will bring you into my presence so that you will be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you will also know my Father. From now on you know him through me and have seen him in me. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and that will satisfy us. Jesus replied, I have been with all of you for a long time. Don't you know me yet, Philip? The person who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? What I'm telling you doesn't come from me. The Father who lives in me does what he wants. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe me because of the things I do. I can guarantee this truth. Those who believe in me will do the things that I am doing. They will do even greater things because I am going to the Father. I will do anything you ask the Father in my name, so that the Father will be given glory because of the Son. If you ask me to do something, I will do it. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper who will be with you forever. That helper is the Spirit of truth.
The world cannot accept him because it doesn't see or know him. You know him because he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you all alone. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. You will live because I live.
On that day you will know that I am in the Father, and that you are in me, and that I am in you. Whoever knows and obeys my commandments is the person who loves me. Those who love me will have my Father's love, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, asked Jesus, Lord, what has happened that you are going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, Those who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will go to them and make our home with them. A person who doesn't love me doesn't do what I say. I don't make up what you hear me say. What I say comes from the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I'm still with you. However, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. He will remind you of everything that I have ever told you. I'm leaving you peace. I'm giving you my peace. I don't give you the kind of peace that the world gives, so don't be troubled or cowardly. You heard me tell you, I'm going away, but I'm coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I am. I'm telling you this now before it happens. When it does happen, you will believe. The ruler of this world has no power over me, but he's coming, so I won't talk with you much longer. However, I want the world to know that I love the Father and that I'm doing exactly what the Father has commanded me to do.
Get up, we have to leave.